Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Daniels. Michael A. Daniels is the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, The Monetization of the Internet. I encourage you to find this book. It will fascinate you. You need to know how things got started and where they are and where they're going. Mike is pulling all that up. Mike, I need a website, and I need you to tell us about your initiative with the American Enterprise Institute.
Sure, Jim. Well, if anybody wants to look at our website, it's AEI.org. That's the American Enterprise Institute. And the other one we use for a book is www.nsibook.com. So you can take a look at both of those. So the American Enterprise Institute, as you well know, Jim, is a major think tank in Washington. And we've decided there, I'm a visiting fellow with them this year, that we need to tackle this whole question we're talking about. So we've got a project. We're setting up a national advisory board with very senior former government corporate people on the global internet strategy that the United States needs, and we're going to cover all aspects of this in terms of a framework of economic, political, social, military situation, how the United States can actually come to grips with it at both the corporate and government level. So that's what we're starting to work on right now, and we've had a number of speakers in, General Mike Hayden, General Keith Alexander, Mike Rogers, former head of this House.
So you're trying to build through AEI. You guys are trying to put some pressure, come up with some solutions, and try to get those migrated over to the leadership.
100%, and we're hopeful that both sides, it's nonpartisan, Democrat and Republican, will look at this and say, you know, these are the kind of things we need to do. Help us do these things.
Were you getting any pushback from the former Congress on this?
No, I would say that, you know, we've got lots of people in both the House and Senate, Jim, who
do you
really
think the new Congress is going to embrace your work?
I am hopeful that they will. We've got a lot of new people in the Congress.
What about the administration? How much trouble is it going to be getting the administration to listen to you guys?
Oh, I think the administration is hungry to try to get help on this issue. I mean, it's a massive problem, and you know, you can only tackle so many pieces of it at the federal level, Jim, and they need help. Certainly.
Well, what's going to be interesting, though, is when you start talking to corporate America and they start having to catch up on all this deferred maintenance that they've been putting off, once they understand how exposed they are, and how that's going to make the analysts squeal when they start having to spend money on years of deferred maintenance. That's going to be an interesting dynamic, isn't it?
You and I know it, because all of us in corporate America, and I'm a corporate America guy, we husband our dollars very carefully. So
but
just now a bigger part of doing business, and you're dead right about that. It's costly.
And small business owners, too. Folks, you've heard me talk about this. One of the things we're concerned about here out on Main Street is cyber hostage taking. You know, where they lock up your stuff. I'm trying to make sure small business owners know about all that and are keeping up with that. Mike, I've got a couple of minutes left. I want you to give us an update on where net neutrality is.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. You and I have talked about that a lot in the past. Where we're at is close to an announcement by Chairman Wheeler at the Federal Communications Commission here in Washington in terms of, it appears to most observers, including me, that he's going to come down on the side of regulating the Internet.
Really?
In some way, shape, or form, And so, you know, you and I have talked.
That's not good.
It's worked with low regulation. That's what we need to have. That's how it blossoms and grows, and businesses take advantage of it. And if that's the decision, then we're going to be into a morass of potential litigation.
And so are you saying he's moving toward Obama's approach?
Certainly looks like it. That's what all appearances are. And
can Congress do anything about that?
Well, yes, they can. And I am hopeful, and there's a lot of activity now in the new Congress about, you know, let's not do this. It's the wrong thing to do. We need different types of legislation. Let's delay any announcements of this. So we'll see. I think we're going to see this in the next 30 days, potentially, Jim. And the battle will really be started.
I sure was hoping Wheeler would be more of his own man on this. Maybe that's who he is. I don't know the man.
Well, I like him personally, and I was hopeful, like many of us were, that we would not see that approach, Jim.
We'll have to get you back on real soon, and we'll spend more time on this like we did last time. But when do you think he'll rule on that, Mike, quickly?
Oh, I think the announcement's presumably going to be in the next 30 to 40 days.
Wow.
So you'll be seeing it.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Great to talk to you, Jim.
Mike Daniels, Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, a great American, and I told you we'd get smarter when Mike joined us, and so we did. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. But in the meantime, I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.